Hi, this is Andrew Phillips. Thank you for downloading the Graymere Church of Christ Sermon Podcast. If you have any questions or if you'd like to contact us, check out our website at graymere.com. We'd also love for you to visit with us in a worship service. You're always welcome at Graymere Church of Christ.
Good evening. Great to see everybody here and good to be back in your midst and so many familiar faces and new people that I'm also getting a chance to meet. It is always wonderful and I want to say thank you for all that you do. Before we begin, I wanted to read a verse from Acts chapter 14, starting in verse 27. If you remember, Paul is coming off of his first missionary journey. And I think what's awesome is that we see that after he was out doing the Lord's work, it said when they arrived, they gathered the church together. The whole church, they came together. And that's what we're doing here tonight. We're gathered together, and it said that they began to report all things that God had done with them and how God had opened a door of faith to the Gentiles. You know, I love that verse because we try to be a people of the book. We try to be a people who are following the pattern of God's Word. And it's great when we are gathered together. We're assembled here together. And you support us. And we are coming back to give you a report of what God is doing through us and opening doors out there in Phoenix, Mesa area, working with the Native American people. So I want to say thank you for this opportunity. I appreciate those that have come out, those that have allowed their children to come out, those that pray for the work that's going on, those that write cards, those that continue to just be an encouragement. We thank you. Some of you guys go all the way back to Kayenta. If you remember, this started all the way back in Kayenta, but there's connections that are happening even today that I hope to share with you as we move along in the presentation. Some of you have not seen the family. If you haven't got a chance to see them, you can see that they are growing. The girls, Aaliyah is 14 now, Alyssa's 12, Elena is 10, and Josiah is 8. So this is the updated picture. And also, I wanted to allow you guys an opportunity for those that may not be geography experts, but just where is Arizona? We are there in Arizona, and Mesa is one of the towns, basically a suburb of Phoenix. Many of you may remember last time that I reported that majority of the Native Americans live in metropolitan areas. Yes, there are over 300 reservations across America. There are over 20 reservations just in Arizona. But the majority live in metropolitan areas. Just like if you are from a small town, how many of you know that a lot of times there's just not enough jobs where you grew up and many people move to the cities? That's happening on the reservations as well because of education, job opportunities, or just for some, they prefer the city over growing up in a small town. And in Phoenix, there's over 130,000 Native Americans that are there. As we look at some of the statistics here, let's see if I'm going to get this. You can see a picture of Phoenix. Some of you, again, may remember this. And when you're looking at this map, one of the things that may seem confusing, but Phoenix is the whole thing, Mesa. But what I did is I tried to find out if there was a specific area where more Native Americans were living at. Are they more on the east side or on the west side? But it was pretty diverse. I just broke it down based on the freeways. And you can see there are 24,000 here, 19,000 in that freeway, 18,000 here. So we said, where do you begin? If you're going to begin a work, where do you start? And so because of this yellow area right here, this is the Salt River Pima Indian Reservation. And we put this arrow when we first thought 4 years ago, let's start right there. And if we were to draw a circle around about 5-10 minute drive around that orange circle or the orange arrow right there, you would have approximately 40,000 Native Americans. The other thing that we liked about this area is that it was right in between. Well, if we could go back One more. I've got two. There it is. Mesa Community College, Scottsdale Community College, and Arizona State University. These three colleges were right in the middle of that orange arrow, and we said, you know what, there are 10,000 Native Americans that are going to school in those areas, and our goal, we said, you know what if we could get young students, what if we could get college age, what if we could get those that are coming off of the reservation, what if we could get them converted, get them equipped and get them trained and get them excited about the Lord and about His work, now they would have an opportunity to go back to the various reservations that they came from. Because, like I said, there's 20 reservations just in Arizona, and we only have a presence. The Lord's Church is only on 2 of the 20 reservations. One of them is the Salt River Pima Reservation that we have in the next slide. I may need you to flip it for me. Right here is the Salt River Pima Reservation. You can see it's just a more of a close-up. You can see that this is Scottsdale. Mesa is down here. And this is that yellow part that we talked about, and we put the orange arrow right here. So there's about 9,000 estimated Pima, Salt River Pima natives that live there. And so we said, let's focus our efforts there. We can't go everywhere. Let's focus in this one area. And so as we started to look at it, one of the guys that we wanted to start with was Stenson Osif. And for those of you that went to Kayenta, you remember Alex Osif. He was one of the guys that helped work on the building. And this is his son, Stenson, moved down to Phoenix to go to school down there. And I said, Stenson, would you help us start a church down there in Phoenix? And he said, I'm in. And so 4 years ago, Stenson was one of our first guys. And today, he just started at Bear Valley Bible Institute in Denver. And so we want you to continue to be praying for him. He's doing a great job. He's always wanted to go to Bear Valley, but just hasn't worked out. We asked him, could you wait till Evan gets done from school, and then you can head out. The next slide will show you just Stenson working with our kids. He loves the youth. He does a great job with the youth, and you get a chance to see his love for his people, and he's wanting to continue to get trained. The next slide is Evan and Crystal Totachini. They were here about 3 years ago. Evan is also from Kayenta. Evan's mom used to ride the Joy Bus when my parents were there. For those of you that don't know, I was born and raised on the Navajo Reservation. Evan's mom rode the Joy Bus back in the 80s. And so there's connections, there are seeds that were planted many years ago that are starting to come to fruition. Well, Evan was one of our first converts almost four years ago. And some of you remember the story. His son died. His one-year-old son died when he was only 3 months old as a Christian. He had become a Christian. 3 months later, his son died. He decided that he wanted to put his faith and his trust in God, and he said, I want to do this all the time. I want people to know the hope. I want them to know the confidence. I want them to know the comfort that God gave me during this time. And so you can look at the next photo there. He graduated from Bear Valley Bible Institute in May. Him and Crystal, they graduated, and they just moved back and are working with us now in Mesa. So our goal, if you can remember, I was saying that if we could get some of these young people converted, get them equipped, and then they could help start doing ministry, that's what God is allowing to happen. So here we have this young man, Evan, was at Arizona State University, and now he became a Christian. Now he's gone and got some more teaching and education and training, and he's come back to work with us and helping to reach out. His main focus on the next slide you'll see is that, well, I guess it's not that one, but he's going to be primarily focusing on Arizona State University. He's going to be trying to reach out and reach to the college students in that age group. The other family that we started with was Stephanie Guajardo and her husband, Will. When we moved there 4 years ago, she used to be in Kayenta, moved down for a job opportunity, but they have four daughters, and as of this year, all four of their children, you can see three of their daughters are here, and Mikey in the white t-shirt, her husband, Ramon, is also a Christian. Well, about 4 months ago, Will, the guy in the Salt River shirt there, Will was baptized into Christ. Now, this may not seem like a big deal to you guys here, but I've been preaching with the Native American people for nearly 15 years. This is the first time in 15 years we've ever had the husband, the wife, and all of the children were Christians. First time that we've ever had that happen. And I know here that you're like, oh, that's just common. That's just the way it is. But first time we've ever had that. So I think that is a wonderful blessing. It's just amazing to see how God is blessing. Unfortunately, about 2 months ago, they moved away, about 3 hours away. But a quick story, like Jonathan had said, the work that's going on in Phoenix is affecting other places. So they moved to Kingman. Kingman has about 80 people in the congregation. And they were taking song requests. They were taking song requests one night, and so Ramon raised his hand and he requested a song. And they said, we don't know that song. He said, I do. They said, well, would you lead it? He said, yeah, I'll lead it. So he started leading the song, and they said, do you lead songs, lead singing? Yeah. Do you know how to do the Lord's Supper? Yeah. You know how, he's like, I've taught classes, and they said, really, how long have you been a Christian? He said, about 2.5 years. And they said, well, we could use you. We could really use your help. And that's exactly how the work there, we're trying to equip people, and then they're going out. And so Ramon is stepping up into those areas as well. The next picture, the next slide that you see is Reggie Totticini. Now, Reggie, you may hear the last name Totticini. This is Evan's first cousin. Reggie's grandmother became a Christian when my parents were missionaries in Kayenta. His mom's a Christian, and so he is now the third generation of a Christian. He's also down there in Phoenix. His wife, Tia, is from the White Mountain Apache tribe. And so this is their wedding picture, and you can see the Navajo traditional garment and then the Apache traditional garments at their wedding. And so it's very, very neat the way God is opening doors, because you've got tribes, Hopi and Navajo and Papago and Pima, that are all coming into Phoenix, but God is opening those doors, and then we may have connections going out from there. The next slide you can see is a lady, Arlinda, and her daughter Celeste. Arlinda moved from the Navajo Reservation, and she was one of the few that were already Christians. But this last year has been a very challenging year, because Celeste was diagnosed with clinical depression, bipolar, and has really struggled to get that medication just right. And so we ask that you will continue to keep this family in your prayers. But Arlinda is just one of those people that will be there every single time the doors are open. She is going to help teach classes. She is going to help serve. Anything that needs to be done, she does it. The next slide, you can see her oldest daughter, Jessica, and she is married to Matthew. They've been married 4 years now, and they've got a little boy, Richard, who is also four. And if you want to just know how, I know you guys have family connections. Stenson Osif, this is his first cousin. So I'll make sure that you guys remember all of that later. Just like when I'm here, they're like, yeah, that's my brother, that's my other brother. And the way that sometimes families work in a congregation. The next picture is of Dean. Dean is actually Hopi, but he was raised in Phoenix. And we got to know him from a guy in another congregation, and he was working with Dean, and he said, I know this church that's starting, and they work with Native Americans. Would you ever be interested in doing some Bible studies? Well, Dean lives way on the other side of town. He said, yeah, I'd be willing to. So we started studying with him, and he became a Christian. And now he has taught Bible classes. He'll lead whatever we ask him to lead. He's taught the kids' classes. He's preached for us. And so he is doing a good job. He had a stroke about 12 to 13 years ago, and it atrophied his foot, and so he's having a lot of problems, and he hasn't been able to come lately. So we ask for your prayers for Dean. The next slide, you get a chance to see Ellen Palaka. Ellen has 4 children. She is also from the Hopi Reservation. So she came down for a job, and through a mutual friend, she was invited. We started studying, and she became a Christian. The next slide shows her oldest daughter, Sydney. Sydney graduated a year ago, and when you guys came out to Phoenix, a lot of your kids are at Harding, got to know her, and she is now at Harding. Here's another first. The first time in my 15 years, the first time we've ever had somebody go to a Christian college. And so these are some great things, great strides for us that are pretty big. And so her friends, she goes, oh yeah, the people from Graymere, you know, we know them. And so what you did from those mission trips are now helping to affect her faith even today, the way God is opening doors. The next slide, you get a chance to see Aaron Sales. So not everybody was converted into the congregation. We have been blessed where God has brought some mature Christians to help us with this work. Aaron was attending at another congregation, but when he saw this church plant, he said, I really want to help out. And you talk about needing mature Christians. When you've got so many young Christians, we need that maturity. We need that. Those that have been in the faith for 20, 30 years, and Aaron has helped to provide that. He's done a great job. The other family is Wayne and Susan Floyd. They also saw that we were trying to do this church plant, and they said, we want to work. And so they helped teach Bible classes and take care of a lot of the bills and just organizational stuff. It's amazing how many people go to them for advice. And I'm thankful because that takes so much pressure off of me individually having to do all of that. But when people are going to Aaron and Wayne and Susan, it's been wonderful. The next slide you see here is, this is kind of what's happened in the last year. So I gave you sort of what's happened overall, but now I want you to see basically what's happened in the last year. In the fall, we bring out the Bear Valley Bible Institute the students, and we knock doors and we do kind of a campaign. We brought out the students, including Evan, and we did some of that. We did that in the fall. The next photo, we also wanted to check out what Arizona State University was going to be like. So anybody can go on campus. Arizona State is the largest university in America right now. 66,000 students. 66,000 students, and right now, the Lord's Church, we have no presence on that campus. And so we said, you know what, let's just go try it out. So we printed off some flyers, and we just started walking around and talking to people and just seeing what it would be like. And some were open, some were not as open, but we just wanted to check it out and try it. So now that Evan is there full time, this is where he's going to be focusing. The next slide, we get a chance to see Alyssa and I. We were out there just getting a chance to hand out flyers, and it was another opportunity to try something different, to see if God would open those doors. The next slide that you see is Amelia and her son Truett. We found Amelia. God, again, opened that door, really, through door knocking. She had been in jail and had lost privileges to her son. And now that she was out, she said, some things have got to change. And so she started studying, but she is doing well. Lately, she's had some struggles, but I just talked to Evan. He was preaching while I've been gone. And he said, Amelia came back today and kind of shared her struggles. She said, I've really been struggling lately, but I want to come back. I really want to help. I want to get back to making an impact in my community. She's from the Salt River Pima Reservation. What's interesting is the Salt River Pima Reservation, alcohol and drugs, there's a lot of problems there. So the community, they put together a video. It was called Faces of Recovery. And they picked 7 people from the community that had gotten involved in addiction and where it took them, and then how they became sober and how they're continuing to live this life. One of the 7 that was chosen in this video was Amelia. And so we give God the thanks for that, as she is now a face of the community. When they see her, they'll say, oh, you on that video. And she also represents the Lord's church now as well and represents Christ. The next slide. This winter, so in the fall we had the Bear Valley group. In the winter, Amelia had this idea and said, let's do the Christmas parade on the reservation. So we decorated the church van and we handed out flyers. As the people would line up, we bought candy and we would just hand out candy and we would hand out flyers telling them about the Salt River Church of Christ. And we're just trying to become known. The next slide, you get a chance to sort of see how it is there. Remember, this is in December, so you would think we're freezing to death out there. No snow, but Phoenix, not that bad. You can come out and visit us and be a part of it. The next slide, you get a chance to see your group. This is an older picture, but in the spring, you guys came out. I don't know how much you got a chance to see this, but it was great because we knocked doors. The next slide, you can see we also picked grapefruit, and we handed out. We did some service projects at some people's houses. We also, in the next slide, you can see where we put together some senior citizen bags. So students were coming, and so it was really good. We got a chance to have, we tried to feed the community every night. And the next slide you see there, you can see Justin and some of the kids that were coloring. Here's another interesting story for those of you that came out this spring, a little follow-up. In the spring, we were situated at a community center where there's a bunch of houses and then a school, where there were 2 boys, and I forget their names, but do you remember the 2 boys that lived across the street, and then they were coming, and then it said, and then the last night we were there, their mom gave them permission to actually come to the church building. The church building is not on the reservation. It's in the city of Mesa, but about 10 minutes from this location. Well, those 2 boys, I'll show you here in a little while, where Evan was teaching. And their dad, when he heard about Evan talking, he said, are you guys the church that had the kids over? He said, yeah. He said, my boys were over there when they were out. Now that connection is coming back around. 5 months later, it's starting to open this door. And so you never know how those things can work out. The next slide is from this summer. This summer, we had a vacation Bible school from a group from League City, which is down by Houston. They're getting drenched right now. This congregation, the lady in the middle, she taught Bible classes. She's 92 years old, and she was teaching the little ones. So we had this group along with a guy from Frisco, Texas. His name is Todd Creighton, and he came out and taught on The Lord is My Shepherd. And we had a good VBS this summer. We didn't have a ton of people, but it was still a good opportunity to reach out to the community. The next slide you see is just some of the class sizes that we had going on there. And then the next slide you can see Anissa, she had come on one of the nights to the Vacation Bible School. Some of you remember her. She was also when we were there. The church here has blessed Anissa's life. She was the one that we helped fix her house. We picked up trash. We cut weeds. They fixed her garage, put up street lights. And now she's your sister in Christ. Those are the projects. Those are the things that you're showing how to affect people in multiple ways. And she's still coming. She's still coming all these years later. Next slide. I'm going to have to kind of quickly go through here. About a year ago, Rob became a Christian, and he has stayed faithful, and he's continuing to come. He was invited by his friend to come over, and we started studying with him, and he has hung in there. His oldest daughter, you can see Taya, she just graduated from high school and starting college. So Evan is now going to be working with Rob's daughter, fresh out of college, fresh out of high school, getting ready for college. The next slide, you can see we've had 10 people obey the gospel this year. Last year we had very few. This year we've had 10, and the year's not even over. So you plant and you water and you're going, and it seems like nothing is happening. And then all of a sudden, we've had several people that have obeyed the gospel. One of them you can see Will. The other one you can see is Bishop. The other one is our daughter Aaliyah. We're so very thankful for Aaliyah and her decision to put on Christ in baptism. And as a parent, that's what it's all about, is helping our kids in their faith. So very thankful for Aaliyah. And then also Hank. Several of these people, in the next slide, you can see also one of the guys that became a Christian was named Sisto Ramirez. And I can't show his picture. They don't allow phones in the jail. But about a year ago, I was allowed to start teaching at the Department of Corrections. And after 10 months, Sisto Ramirez decided that he wanted to be baptized. The next slide that you see, this is kind of what it would be like. Again, we weren't able to take a picture in there, but we got a horse trough. We got permission from the main people. We put a horse trough into the middle of it, and we were able to baptize Sisto. From there, from going into the Department of Corrections, I don't have time to just how that just happened to work out. But the next slide, you see Justin has just been given the opportunity. Justin was, we found him through door knocking. He became a Christian. He has been in jail for many, many years, struggled with drugs, alcohol, all kinds of things. But he was given permission to go into the jail with me. And as I came on this trip, he just got to go in with me on one go-around. And I've been gone 2 weeks. Justin went in by himself to the jail, and he himself was teaching the students. And I think, isn't that what we were hoping for? We were trying to convert, equip, and then send people out that they're the ones going out and doing the work. And so Justin is the one going in and sharing his story, and it's been great. The next slide, you also get a chance to see Justin and Evan. There was a guy that was in jail. The guy in the middle, his name is Donald. And Donald, he got out of jail and he went to the halfway house, and he said, they don't have any Bible studies over here at the halfway house. Do you think you'd be interested? We said, yeah. So they opened up. We met with the leadership, and they are now allowing us to teach at the halfway house. But it just happened before I left on this trip. So I said, I can't make it, but Evan can. And they said, great. So Evan and Justin have been going there the last 2 weeks with Donald. And that's where those two boys from your group, those two boys, their dad is at that halfway house. Real quickly, this is a picture of it. It's called Journey to Recovery. The next slide, you can see these are three other baptisms. Two of them, they were baptized, and a month later they moved about 2 hours away. So we want to continue to pray for them. Next slide, you get a chance to see we've had a lot of new members that have been coming in as well, and we have been just blessed with them. Real quickly, next slide, you can see, just keep flipping through to the last slide, some other people that have moved to the congregation. 4 years ago, the Salt River Church of Christ did not exist. This is Salt River Church of Christ. Evan said there were 51 people in worship today. He said there were 51 people in worship today. This congregation has invested more than any other congregation, not just financially. This congregation invests. You guys get out there and you work and you are coming out and being a part of it. And we give thanks to you. The next slide, we just want to say thank you. You guys continue to bless us. This is the congregation that really has made these things happen. And we want to say thank you for all that you do. You know, tonight was not a sermon. Tonight is not a lesson that I've been preaching out of the Word. But when you read the book of Acts, do you hear stories about the Ethiopian eunuch and Simon the sorcerer? And do you hear about Stephen? And do you hear stories? Those are conversion stories, right? You've heard conversion stories, some restoration stories. I hope that you've understand that you are making a difference. You really are a part of the work that's going on out there. And God has truly opened doors, and He's working through us together as a team. And we praise God for all that you are doing. You know, tonight, there wasn't a formal lesson, but if you were encouraged, maybe you're struggling in your own life, or maybe you feel like you want to get back to being rededicated in your own faith, there's an opportunity now as together we stand and sing.